So, Gary Wilson, senior manager of McCool's and the coaching officer of the club as well. It's all about championship football. We're just days out here now from the start. We're at the launch here in the training centre in Convoy. So I'm sure your group's very, very eager to get going against Ardra at the weekend.
Aye, there. I suppose, look, the last time we played was the 13th of July, I think it was the last year. You're coming up nearly in a month now, like, so they're probably getting fed up, dog, being up and down a field like at this stage. So they're anxious to get going, and they're excited to get going more than anything, you know. And look, they want to be playing football. They don't want to be training all the time. They want to be playing football. So, no, they're looking forward to it, and they're excited, and they're going to give it their best shot, you know. Yeah.
As coaching officer, do you ramp up training, do you, once the league's done and dusted, the screws turned on the boys, or how does it work, Gary?
No, you apply a very scientific level to it now. There's no heavy running sessions. No, look, it's, everybody knows the league, I suppose, is hectic. It's kind of game on game, and it's, you're just trying to manage load week to week and sort of maybe tick training down a wee bit and work on things that didn't work at the weekend. The month gives you that wee bit of scope where you can kind of go after a wee bit of fitness if you do want to chase it, and then just taper off again back into the championship. But the championship's unforgiving. It's week on week on week, so you have to be smart then the other way, and maybe, you know, maybe training comes the one night a week, but it's a really good session. So look, you can take the things that you can learn from Munster County setups that you've been maybe a part of and apply that to the club that can benefit the senior team and filter down into the minor teams and 21 teams and things like that, you know. Yeah. So,
just mentioned county and county players, obviously Oisin is back with the club again, and you had a scattering of players that were involved in under 20s. All players, when you play at that level, they come back in really, really good shape. So they do, Gary, back to club level again.
They do. Like some of them, like you would have, you'd have your typical, if you want to say, your club player, like, and you'd be doing runs, and the next thing, these four or five turn up, and they're just blowing them out of the water. Like, they're just at a different level. You like games, it's an amateur sport at the moment, but they're professional. They're pretty much professional athletes. I just look at Oisin and I think of my own wee fella, and I just think the way that Oisin models himself and the way he conducts himself and the way he looks after his body and the way he recovers, and the 20s, they feed off that, and due course the club players have fed off that, and the beer now isn't as heavy as it would maybe 10, 15, 20 years ago, and they're all looking after themselves, and they're thinking, how can I get ready for Tuesday or Thursday or the next game? So, no, it's great. Like, it is really, really great. They give it a big lift. Oisin really gives it a big lift. The 20s, then what they learned, obviously, with SP and the different various managers, they give it a huge lift as well. Like, so it's going the right way, thank God. Like, so,
if you're going to be competitive, you need a number of players at that level in your squad, Gary, particularly at senior level in club football in the league.
Absolutely. Like, well, if you look at, if you want to see the traditional top four, you know, your Glenties, Kilcar, Cadore, and St. Junans, there's a scattering of inter-county players with all Ireland medals, Ulster medals, Ulster club medals, inter-county under 20 players, inter-county minor players, captains. You need them players. It's going to be very difficult for you to win a championship with just, if you want to say, the traditional club player. You could get a run and get a bit of luck and things fall your way, but I mean, you look at Glenties like Leo and Brick, and they've all been there on the big days and done it on the big days for Donegal. So you do need that level of player. And look, we've players, and we have more players coming at the underage, and it'll take a bit of time to get them guys through and up to the levels as well, you know. And I even look at our own lads there. We have a lot of players now that were on panels, running around panels, you know, going even up as far as Martin, Stephen, myself. Me and Stephen were on Jim's panel in 2010. You know, Stephen's 35, back to Marty. Marty was obviously in Jim's panels. And it's coming down the line as well. The, kind of every minor that's coming through now nearly has some form of inter-county experience, whether it be 16, 17, 20s, there's something behind them, you know. So, and it stands to them. It really, really does. Especially in the championship, it really stands to them.
Well, the championship last year, you had a very good run, got to the semi-final. You have the player of the championship in your ranks and Oisin Gallan. You always want to improve from what you did the year before. So what's improvement for McCool's this year then, Gary?
Well, look, improvement, I suppose, is, for me, the way I would look at improvement is development as a group. Can the group develop, firstly? And secondly, can the individuals develop? And if the individuals can develop, that'll help the group, and then the group will develop. And look, a large element of the championship is luck. You need things like, we got luck against Glenswally. We got a fortunate goal before half time, and that gave us a bit of a lift. Other than that, we were probably gone out of that game. You know, we were going on facing into things 6 or 7 points down, and we got a bit of fortuitous goal, you know. So you need that bit of luck. But it will help, you know, going down the stretch.
Okay. Well, so wish you the best luck with the championship. Thanks for talking to us, Gary.
Good man, Oisin. Thank you, sir.